There we go.
Yay! Well, that was me actually hitting the record button because I recorded directly to my computer. But yeah, YouTube's having a bit of a heart attack right now. Anyway, welcome to the Toddcast, everybody. It's Thursday, it's 8 o'clock. We are hanging out. John and Justin here from New Dimension Comics. As I titled it, it's been a week. Oh, Marvin's in the chat. What's up, Marvin? We'll see Marvin next week with the gang from Comicsburg. We're very excited about that. That's our annual one last show before the show where we just hang out and chill out, and we'll probably all have drinks. At least I plan on it next week. I don't know about you guys, but I plan on it. And we can talk about He-Man, which will also be good.
True.
So Justin got his weeks mixed up, so he didn't read anything, and it's been very fucking busy, which is why we called it It's Been a Week. We received 3 pallets of supplies. We received a pallet of free stuff to give away at the show from Marvel. There's some Dark Horse stuff coming still. There's something else that came in. There's a lot of stuff that happened this week. It was with the holiday, it kind of screwed up shipping for a lot of stuff. So, it's been crazy. So, in lieu of that, instead of talking about comics, we're going to talk about some of the stuff at the show that we don't normally talk about. So we're going to talk about, very specifically, we're going to talk about the panels coming up because we are 9 days, 9 days, 8 days.
Yes,
Depends on
eight
how you
days.
count it, right? Yeah. Like if you count today as already over, we're 8 days away from Three Rivers Comic Con 2026.
Yes.
You know,
We'll just say a
I'm just,
week. It's you know, what's a day? Because Friday doesn't really count because that's load-in day and that's not really part of the show.
That's
So
fair.
that's kind of the lost day where everybody busts their ass and nobody sees it.
Well,
Except us.
that's why we're that, so it's just so you guys know, that's why we're always tired on Saturday when you see us.
Yeah.
It's not
That's
because we
where
were up
me.
late, it's because we were busy as hell on Friday.
We work 10 hours straight helping vendors set up a little bit and registering all the vendors and the artists and making sure that all our shit's in a row. And yeah, it's fun. That's when me and John double fist the energy drinks. Yeah.
Gotta remember to buy it sugar-free this year. So,
That's true.
come on, man. I got my A1C down to 6.1, which is fucking awesome. My
Nice.
aunt was pissed. She's like, "Mine's at 8. Fuck you." I'm like, "You've been doing this like for as long as I've been bo alive. How did you like? Why is yours worse than mine? Come on." But anyway, it's just it's about what you eat. So anyway, so yeah, so. A little bit more about the con stuff. So again, you can buy your ticket now online, no worries. You can come into the show Saturday or Sunday morning, buy your ticket right there. If you bought it online and you can't find it, we can look it up and click it and go boop, you're in, you're good. So remember, there are Saturday tickets, there are Sunday tickets, there are weekend tickets for both adults and kids. Kids are 11 to 14 years of age. Those are $6 each or $10 for the weekend. Adults are 20 for Saturday, 17 for Sunday, or 30 for Saturday, Sunday together. And kids 10 and under get in free no matter what. And no, we're not going to card them, but hope. Kids usually don't lie about it, so when we ask a kid, "What's your age?" Guarantee he's going to tell me the right age.
What's your age again? What's your age
Especially if they look like they're on that border, right?
again?
And again, for the first time ever, and kind of coinciding with the 250th anniversary of the United States, we are doing a VI or a military discount for the first time ever. So if you are, a vet, if you are an active military and you bring your thing with you, then your ID with you, as long as it's valid, we will give you $10 off your ticket. But it's only at the door, only. So make sure you check that out. So there are, holy shit, like it's something like 250-ish exhibitors. So between artists and artists, writers, creators, vendors, cosplayers, cars that you can take your picture with, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man you can take your picture with, and guys that sell all kinds of stuff in between.
There's art,
We're packed,
there's
man. Like it, like
Funko
there,
Pops, there's
you can
trading
lightsaber
cards, video
train.
games.
It's oh yeah, it's
Yeah.
awesome. So make sure you check all that stuff out. It is a lot to do. You can do most of it in a day, but if you're getting sketches and stuff, 2 days definitely the way to go. Don't forget you can get your convention exclusive beer, which weirdly a bunch of my Masonic brothers, I've been get feeding them the previous year's beers. They are super pumped about this. They all love it. My one brother, who's a big stout guy too, he really loved he loved Dawn the most because it was the Russian Imperial, and we haven't done a Russian Imperial since. So it was kind of good, but he's super excited about it. The art is by Ali Garza. It is Barsoomian Stout, which if you're a fan of John Carter or Dacia Thoris, you know Barsoom is the Mars city that they watch over. So that is pretty much what that is. It is a coffee or bourbon barrel aged coffee stout. So it's aged in Buffalo Trace barrels, and the coffee came from Black Matter out of New York, Chicago. I think they have two of them. But I'm pretty excited about it. I was hoping to get a preview can this week and test it out, but I have not gotten that yet. Maybe Monday, who knows? Because sometimes we get a couple early. I'm sure if you're watching Todd's social media, you will know exactly when the beer shows up because he always takes a picture of it. I think it might actually be tomorrow that he's picking it up because he has to borrow the van. And he rarely ever needs the van, so I'm guessing that's why. Speaking of Todd, oh, actually, let me go back. So also don't forget, guys, we also have official merch there as well. So if you're missing a t-shirt from the past year or a variant from the past year, we have that stuff at the show, and it's right when you're looking at the ticketing booth, it's the very last thing on the right. And then we have a table of free stuff. So if you want free comics, we have them. Marvel sent us literally 5,000 comics to give you, which the mill staff is now stamping because we got them Tuesday. So yeah, hopefully the ink will be dry on those. But there's a lot to be stamped. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it's a lot of free stuff, a lot of cool stuff to get. And that brings us to panels. So, we're talking a little bit about the panels, and and we're not talking about a panel like a Woody Wagon panel, which God knows if any of you guys who actually listen to podcasts know what a Woody Wagon is. But we're talking about like where you go and listen to people talk about something for like 50 minutes. So the very first one on Saturday, it's 11 a.m. We wanted to get it in there before Todd goes nuts and we lose him and we can't find him on the floor talking to people. Is we're at 40 years of New Dimension Comics. Our company we work for, and New Dimension Comics is the parent company that owns Three Rivers Comic Con. In case you didn't know that, which you probably did by watching this show. But anyway, 40 years is a long time to be on or to have a small business at all. Todd started that thing when he was like 16, I think. So he's 56 now, or yeah, 56, gonna be 57. So he's bringing in a couple guys from NDC's past to talk about how the company came about, like where it went. He really tried, I will tell you, he really tried to get Chris Brady, who started the company with him, but unfortunately Chris can't make it. Chris is also the guy that started Newsarama and wrote that book about how Rick and Morty science is real science. he's been a super great guy. I've only met him once. Weirdly, not at New Adventure Comics. I met him at New York Comic Con. I know he has a couple past managers and past GMs. And I think he's trying to bring his parents down so they can talk about how they basically, forced him to go either beat you're a paper boy now. You need something more. You need to do something, or we're gonna find you something. And how they just supported him and kind of sort of ran the stores for part of that time, like when he was at college. Like they were kind of the overseers. While he was at WNJ. So, but it's going to be a big long Q&A for a full hour. It's actually kind of cool. I think to hear that kind of a story. And if I knew about any other stores having a milestone year, I would have invited them to talk about their milestone year. So if you're a comic shop owner in the area and you want to talk about, if your store is hitting a milestone in the next couple of years and you want to talk about it at the con, we'll give you the panel. It's fine. Next up, we have comics, A Comic Galaxy Far, Far Away. So this is Star Wars comics, basically, because let's face it, Star Wars is probably one of the biggest pop culture crossover things ever, right? We just
Yeah,
had a Mandalorian
IP.
and Grogu movie. We have TV shows, we have cartoons, we have toys, we have Legos, we have video games, we have live, we have 10, 11, 12 now live action movies. Like we have a lot. So the thing that people often forget is there was also a ton of comics throughout the decades. So we have Ron Frenz, Matt Horak, Wayne Foucher, Pat Oliph, and Howard Bender talking about their time on Star Wars. Which is actually kind of cool because it does encompass everything, but I think the Dark Horse era, because Ron and Howard worked on it in the original Marvel run, and then everybody else worked on it in the newer Marvel run, or did a mini or a one shot or something. Like Pat did the Thrawn Alliances book, right? It was like a six issue mini,
It's many,
and he was
yeah.
like, "I've only ever worked on one miniseries. You really want me to talk about this?" I'm like, "Yes, Pat, come to the freaking
Because
panel."
Thrawn is a
So,
major character in Star Wars lore, and an important, a very important figure, actually.
absolutely.
It's other, it's the three names that you usually hear that are not like a Sith Lord is usually him, Thrall,
Thrawn.
Thrawn, and I can't even,
Grand
and maybe
Moff
like,
Tarkin,
okay, that
and
would be the
then
other one.
probably Boba Fett. Those are
Yeah, if you
the three
count him
villains.
as a villain, because he's kind of an anti-hero more than an actual villain at
Well,
this point.
he's a bounty hunter, so he's technically neutral. But yeah. So, but anyway, I think that's going to be cool. Especially the part where Howard Bender gets to talk, because he actually worked on the Marvel UK stuff. So I'm curious to see how that goes. However, I will probably not have time to actually sit and watch this. Though I think it'll be great. At 1 o'clock, we have Trek Tech, 60 years of Star Trek. So this is the USS Solstice, who are going to be the guys right in front of the panel room with the giant bridge set up and the transporter room set up. And then the USS Stella Parada, who are the guys, they're going to be in the back of the room by the Ghostbusters. They're both Star Trek ships, fan ships from the Pittsburgh region. The Stella Parada is the actual Pittsburgh, Allegheny County one. The Solstice is Greensburg. I'm actually part of the Greensburg one because they do more stuff. That's just why I joined that one instead, because I wanted to do stuff. And the Parada just kind of is more of a fan club where they just kind of hang out. The Solstice like actually does like charity work. Like they go out and do food bank stuff. They do educational stuff about science and astronomy. But anyway, so this year celebrates 60 years of Star Trek. So they're going to talk about Gene Roddenberry's original vision for the show and his vision for how the world should be because of that, and then how it how they take the tech from the show and how it became real, right? So if you think about like the original series, they had the flip open communicators, right? That's basically a flip phone, right? The tricorder became basically what is now a cell phone or a tablet. An actual pad, they used to call a pad, is a tablet. There's a lot of stuff. The replicator is basically a 3D printer, except it could make food that was hot and liquid. And then parts that you couldn't eat. I'm waiting for that day. That'd be great. So, at 2 p.m., we have Reinventing the Wheel with Haran Frenz and Howard Mackey. This one, I think I would also like to go see this one. I think you probably would like to as well. Because Mackey's going to talk about a lot of Danny Ketch stuff. Like, so the idea of this panel is guys who worked on a legacy character, a legacy title, but had to put a new character in there for the newer, younger audience, so that kind of reinvents the character while keeping the legacy alive. So Howard's going to talk about Danny Ketch, and Ron's going to talk about Red and Blue Superman and also Thunderstrike because he did both of those. Probably more Thunderstrike because he was a little more hands-on on that. But those are pretty sweet. Do you
And
want to read
it's
any of
very
those?
relevant to, current era Marvel, where there's a lot of characters that have been reinvented. We got
Yeah.
what Laura Kinney is technically considered Wolverine, I guess. They don't
She's
call her
a
X-23
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah, she's
Yeah,
a
it's
Wolverine.
yeah, and it, you know, while actual Wolverine's still around, just like how many Ghost Riders are there now? There's like 20 some odd Ghost Riders now. And I'm
No,
not
there's like
exact.
five, six if you count. So the original guy is actually the Ghost Rider, like the
The
horseback white
cowboy,
guy, the
yeah.
cowboy one, right? Then you had Johnny Blaze, Danny Ketch, Robbie Rodriguez. You have the girl, and then I think that's it, right? Like
There's
that's
a
it.
World War II Ghost Rider that
Okay. Oh, and then
got the
Helverine.
Helverine.
So you got seven.
Seven, yeah. But there was like a, I do remember a panel in, was it Ghost Rider King or something like that when he was ruling hell? That
Oh,
it showed
maybe.
like his dominion. And there's like 20 some odd different versions of Ghost Rider down there with him. So apparently there's like more there that it's relevant.
Well, they're all demons that possess
Yeah.
him, so it's very
Yeah.
possible. Although I will say I think the funniest thing Ghost Rider wise that I've seen in a while was yesterday I forget which socials I was on. I was just doom scrolling for a little bit, probably before bed, and they mentioned the part in the Fantastic Four TV show where Ghost Rider literally is not in the rest of the episode, literally rolls in. Pennant stares Galactus, and Galactus gets the hell out of there. And that's how they beat Galactus. Because I don't think they had the rights to do the Ultimate Nullifier, and that's why they did it. So
Wow. Okay.
it was pretty
I
hilarious.
mean, I remember the
So.
episode of when Johnny Blaze helping Bruce Banner, the Hulk, because what was it? The Hulk was dying because the government found like some way to actually hurt him, and he was dying. And
Maybe.
the only reason to save him was like for Ghost Rider to try to penance stare him and piss him off more so he could get stronger. And it's exactly what he did, because he like in the midst of the penance stare, and he has the chain wrapped around him, and Hulk just kind of he finally gets angry enough, breaks the chain, and then takes Ghost Rider and just bitch slaps him across the streets of New York.
That's hilarious. All right. The next one we have at 3 o'clock on Saturday is called King of the Monsters. I wonder what this is about. Just
Could it
saying.
be Godzilla?
It could be Gojira. Gojira! Gojira! Not the band Gojira.
Although,
that would be awesome if we had Gojira randomly.
If the band Gojira feels like stopping down at our show.
And wants to do a panel, I'll make it happen. To. Absolutely. So this is going to be done by Tom Scioli and Dave Wacker, who have both worked on Godzilla, different Godzilla books for IDW. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've never done a Godzilla panel before. Everybody loves Godzilla. He's the king kaiju. There's no, you know, there's no weirder, crazier sci-fi thing. I mean, unless somebody wanted to do Gamera, but that'd be like a little more niche. But of like sci-fi Godzilla monsters, universe. When you say sci-fi monster, most people immediately think of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, whenever something happens at work and I get really mad, I will text Justin and Scott usually, because as long as they're not the ones who caused it, I will send them a text and it will just be Godzilla blowing fire. And they're like, who's Tokyo today? And I'm like, oh, God damn it. This guy, like this store just did this to me. What the F?
It's usually one of the other store managers that gets you goat. That's it. Yeah. Usually.
It's like, how did they not know the answer to this question? Oh my God. And then I feel like blowing fire like Godzilla. So that's my Godzilla fun. But I really love like both of their Godzilla books. They were both fun. They were both very true to the character. Tom's Monsterpiece Theater is actually kind of cool. And he's been doing that for a while. He actually had another backup in the last second issue a couple weeks ago. So, make sure you check that out, or maybe go have him sketch one for you later. It's going to be a good time. So, at 4 o'clock we have Edit That, which is Howard Mackey and Joe Pruitt, telling stories about being editors at Marvel. Joe is also an editor at Aftershock Comics for a long time after that too. But they both worked at Marvel, at different times. And, anytime I get a chance to talk to somebody who was an editor at a publisher, they always have the most crazy stories. Like whether it's the bullpen is like just complete chaos, or they have to, or like somebody puts something in there that was, we'll say, a little more adult than it should have been in there, and they'll put like weird innuendos and stuff, Archie, and they will and it'll get past the editor and it'll end up being later that the editor flips out. So it's actually quite funny to hear some of these stories. If my buddy Mike would have came down from New York from to be on the Archie panel, or to be on this panel, I would have had him too, because he was also an editor at Archie, and he's the vice president of Archie right now, actually. Nice. So, 5 o'clock we have Script a Store with our friends from Comicsburg. So you know, Marvin, Grant,
all the usual suspects.
Yeah, you know, Manny will probably be on there. I know there's somebody else that's coming with them. Somebody new that I don't think I've actually met yet. But I'm pretty excited about it. They always do a great panel. And this is basically these are like some of the hardest working dudes in comics. So they're going to basically go, here's how you take your book, find a creative team that works with you to get it done. And then how do you get it into the store and into the hands of the customers? Both in the store or in the hand of the customers or both. Right.
Yeah.
William. Marvin said William. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Saber training on... Go ahead.
I'll do Sunday stuff here since you did Saturday.
So Saber training on Saturday is kids at 11:30 and 4 o'clock. So if you bring your kids in, you can have them learn how to swing a lightsaber safely and not poke your eye out or poke their out or cut their arm off. Yeah. Or cut your dog in half. And then adult saber training is at 2 o'clock. So make sure you check that out. Because I think they put that at 2 o'clock because the costume contest is at 4. So. Okay. Right. You get to do the Sunday ones.
All right. The first one here on Sunday is noon, and it's inked up. And no, it is not a tattoo. We will preface this. It is not a tattoo panel, okay? Although I would love to see Wayne tattoo somebody. I think that'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. So we
It
did
is
this
Wayne Foucher and Mark Morals for those who
Morales.
were Morales. Yeah.
So we were gonna call this panel I'm not a tracer. But I think I called it that 2 years ago when we did this panel before. So we did this panel 2 years ago, and Mark and Wayne both did the panel then, and they said that they had such a blast. Because Wayne basically is just like, I don't read comics. I don't know what to tell you. So it was like real crazy because Mark's like laughing his ass off from Wayne, and Wayne is just kind of listening to Mark's stories and kind of like playing off each other, and it's great. There is a small possibility I'm going to get Keith Williams to join that panel,
Oh, yeah, I
we'll
can.
see.
He's also like I've talked to all three of these gentlemen, and they are some of the funniest down to earth individuals in the comic world. And it's always awesome to have them at our show. They was it Mark, this is his what, second year with us, and Wayne.
Second time, yeah. Wayne's
Yeah,
been there
and
every
Derek.
show since the only one he didn't do was the first one.
Yeah, so he's a veteran, to say the least. They're both awesome dudes. I BS with Wayne every time, and me and him just get in discussions about non-comic stuff, and we both just sit there and laugh at each other. It's fun time. At one, we have the pros and cons of independent publishing, and that's the crew from Source Point.
So that's Dirk, Austin, John,
I think I've only
Tony.
talked with Dirk, really.
No, I it's mostly going to be Dirk, but I think he's bringing everybody in. I think he's bringing all six of them into it.
But
I can't remember the
he's a
other two.
cool dude. Dirk's
Oh
funny.
yeah. It'll be a fun panel. So, considering like, because Dirk's seen it from both sides, right? So because when he started with SourcePoint, he was just a creator. Now he owns it. So we're gonna hear a little bit about that. So I think that'll be a good panel to be at.
And then 2 p.m. is the Men of Steel talking Superman. And that's Ron Frenz, Glenn Whitmore, and Keith Williams. And they're gonna talk about Superman, which, with Supergirl coming out this summer, I'm sure they'll have their insight into the world of Superman and their contributions.
Well, last year, because the Superman movie came out, we did a Superman panel, and Ron was the only one of those three guys that was on it before. I forget who the other guys were that we had on the panel last year. Anyway, it was when Glenn approached me about coming to the show at all, he said, I colored Death of Superman, and he's like, and then I work with Ron on Superman, and I'm like, well, I guess we're gonna have to do a Superman panel. And I was really trying to get Brett Breeding to come, and it didn't work out. So, with him being there, it would have been a Death of Superman panel. It would have just been more of that because they all worked on it around that era, and then right after that era. So, I'm really excited about it. I think it's kind of cool. Although I don't know why I didn't get Howard Bender on there too, because he worked on like Adventures of Superman back in the day, or like some Superboy issues, I think. So, but that might just be me. Anyway, continue on.
All right, we got the last major panel at 3 p.m. It's the comic book character chaos bracket, and that features the Last Comic Shop podcast. They're doing a live podcast during our show.
Yeah, and they're basically pitting characters against each other into a bracket system, and then they're gonna I think the crowd is gonna vote on how they go into the next bracket, right? At least that's how I think that's working. Either way, it sounds like a blast. These guys are a lot of fun. And because it's the last panel of the day, I'm going to let them go as long as they need to finish up the brackets. So, but yeah, it's a good time. These guys are great. If you guys haven't been on, haven't listened to the last comic shop, make sure you have, because it's a lot of they're great guys. They're hilarious. They're a lot of upbeat guys. I love them. So.
And then we have the Saber Training Sunday as well, 12:30 p.m. for the kids training and 11 a.m. for adults.
Right.
So, and that wraps up the 2-day show. So.
So don't forget there's a drink and draw Saturday night where you can get stuff at the you can draw and get your stuff at for the charity auction drawn up. And then also we have costume contests. So the adult contest is actually at 6 o'clock on Saturday, with registration between 12 and 4. Sunday, the contest is at 2 o'clock. And that's teens 13 to 17, and kids, which is 12 and under. There's a parade that goes through the convention center. And then we've packed some awesome gift boxes of graphic novels, $50 gift cards, and there may be even some extra stuff in there too, that we haven't gotten to yet. Let me just see if there was anything else we should probably talk about. If you're part of the press and you want a press pass, send an email to booking@threeriverscomiccon.com. We need your name, your organization, the number of followers if you have that, and how often your articles run, and a link to your where you send stuff, because there are there are some people that have asked, and I'm like, dude, you have like 50 followers. No, like, I'm sorry, like, you don't have enough to make that work, and you've been around for 6 years, so no. So, like, we do take into kids, like, if you've only been having it for a year and you have 10,000 followers, then fuck yeah, we're gonna give you that.
Yeah, we try not to be that, we're trying to be picky because we're not, we only have so many spots, that's it's nothing against the general, issues or anything like that.
So yeah, the only other thing would be the hotels and parking stuff. So again, if you guys missed our videos that Justin and I did where we drove into the city from three out of the four directions, we did that, what, 3 weeks ago, I think. Two and a half, but it'll be three this Sunday, I think.
Yeah, it'll be through this week, this coming week. Yeah.
Make sure you watch those. They're really helpful, for people who have never driven in the city before. It'll make you get there really easy, and it also shows you how easy it actually is, because we drove it in on a Sunday, so
During a pirate game, the pulse
during a
speed
pirate
was
game.
pitching.
So they had stuff shut down because of the they were ripping down the
The
draft
NFL
stage.
draft stuff,
Yeah,
yeah.
so we actually had to do some finagling on the road anyway. But it worked out a lot, and I think it was very helpful for some people. I actually had a couple people already tell me, like, thanks for doing that. That was cool, because they didn't know you could go. They didn't From the 28 side, they didn't know you could take 16th Street. They didn't know you could take 31st Street, and do that. They didn't know you could go up on Ohio Street and come back down. So yeah, you can do. There's a lot of cool places and easy ways to get there. But parking. Seriously, the cheapest place to park is the Greyhound station. Not even lying. It's $6. $6. $6. But if you want to park at the convention center, it's all day, it's going to be $15, which is still not bad, because we're not New York, where it's what did we see last time we were up there? $85 for the whole day, right? Because, like, I think I took a picture of the fucking sign. Because I remember being like, holy Jesus, like, this is insane. Like, because it was like $85 for the whole day to park in a parking garage. I think the cheapest one I saw there was $65 all day, which is insane. We're not that. We're
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. We're $15. Now, Saturday it might be a little higher because of the country concert, but Sunday you shouldn't have any issues. But remember that Sunday is the Pride Parade and it starts at 10, so we want to make sure that we have people in the building. That you're in the building, you're down there before that happens. If you want to come down a little early, and
We
walk and
recommend
get
that.
something for breakfast. There's a Starbucks in the hotel, in the Westin Hotel. There's a bunch of restaurants on Penn Avenue. You can go down into the Strip District and hit yourself some Pamela's or Cafe Raymond or DeNoia's or whatever you want to hit. Or Kelio's. Kelio's is another great one for breakfast. And then just drive down Smallman Street and you're boom, you're on the backside and you don't have to worry about the parade. So, yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, I don't know. Marvin, what did I miss?
I think we did pretty good on that end.
Oh man, I'm just so excited to get this, like, do this, have this, have everybody hang out, have a good time.
Do you
Oh,
see the what I sent you
we have
while
a
you were
yeah,
talking?
I did see that. I saw that earlier today, actually. So we actually have a non-listed guest, bonus guest, bonus guest, bonus guest.
Ooh.
So if you remember the book Void Trip that came out on Image like 2 or 3 years ago, the writer Ryan O'Sullivan is actually going to be at Sora Sung's booth all weekend. He happens to be in the US and is hanging out for the show at her booth. So she's giving him a little bit of the space of the booth.
There we go.
Yeah,
Sweet.
so I thought that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, sweet. Bonus guest. So, oh yeah, just come down, have some fun. And yes, bonus guest is the way we're going to say that. Bonus guest. So, but yeah, other than that, I man, this like the show is packed. Everything is good. We already have our dates for next year, which you'll find out at the show. Actually, we already have like two or three guests already lined up for it too, which is kind of cool. So,
Wow, ahead of schedule.
yeah.
Fingers
And
crossed.
Todd booked one of them. And I think it's because he's having him do the beer label, I think. But,
Still though, that's
yeah.
I have to go play the lottery now because I think hell froze over. Like, seriously. Any
Right?
other time it's pulling teeth. So
Right? Right?
awesome. Awesome.
Right. And don't forget the beer release again Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's kind of like the pre-show kickoff. So the guys that are setting up, they usually start setting up at 3 and wrap up around 7. Although we are setting up till 9. But like a lot of guys will go over there at 7 o'clock and they'll check out the beer, they'll have a drink, they'll get something to eat, have Allie sign a can. And then Saturday night during the drink and draw, Allie will also be there signing more cans. You can buy more of the beer over there. And it's at Bill's Burgers right in the Westin in the lobby. It's the
Where
burger
we've had
place.
it every year since we've
Oh,
been down
yeah.
there, so.
That is not true. The first year it was at the Comfort Inn across the bridge,
That's true. That's true.
because Bill's wasn't an option yet.
True.
Like it was booked out
That
for that weekend.
Comfort Inn doesn't even exist anymore there, does it?
It
I think
does.
it's
It
gone.
just no, it just changed management.
Ah.
Or ownership, management, whatever. But it just changed like a month ago. Because I was like, well, can you help me out with rooms? And they were like, no. Like, because of the country concert, they were already booked out. I was like, they sold out in like 2 days. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So,
Although
but yeah,
I
I
did see
mean,
the other concert that was announced this week, the today for the 250th anniversary.
which concert's that?
The one that's being held at the White House. Is it?
Oh,
And you see, They said all the artists they have listed, a bunch of them are dropping out right now.
Wow.
I did see Milli Vanilli there, and I'm like, really? I'm like,
Considering
is
one of
that one of
them's
them
dead,
dead?
that's, yeah.
Yeah,
It was
that's
probably
what
fake. It's probably
I
fake. Fake news.
thought.
Fake news. Fake
I
news.
did see Bret
So.
Michaels on there though, which kind of hurt the heart a little bit there. And I'm like,
I can see
oh.
that. He's from Butler.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But,
Still though, disappointing.
Yeah, also, guys, don't forget, like, if you ever come out to the Mills, we usually give tickets away for something from Stage AE.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything right now though.
There is, I think, something.
Is there?
Hold on, let me look.
I thought we just had a drawing for the one. Or is
Hold
that the one
on,
I'm
I'm
thinking of?
looking. I know we at least have one more coming up in like it might be in a month or two though. It's my problem.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Actually, sorry. The OAR tickets, the contest starts next Saturday.
Oh.
And it ends in July, so you have a month and a half. And then the concert is the 23rd of July.
Ah,
I'll be at
okay.
that one. I'm super excited about it. Then we're also doing Black Keys. And then I have to look at their schedule and see what else there's available so that we can possibly do some more. I know you've asked about the ICP show. That was pretty ridiculous. I did check. It is at least outside, so it'll be
Yeah,
easier
I
for
saw that.
cleanup.
Yeah.
Because Faygo is hard to get out of
Oh
pretty much
yeah.
everything. So,
Yeah. Is it worse than the fake blood from the Evil Dead musical? I'm still trying to
yeah.
get that out of my one Steeler hat. It's still stuck in it.
Oh no, that shit's never coming out, dude. Never. But I don't know if I want to go to this ICP show, right? Because like, part of me is like, I do because I was a fan back up through like, Jekyll Brothers and then Bizarre, I think was the last album I really cared about. And then after
Okay.
that, I didn't care. And then like they did the Dark Carnival, and then they did the one after that that had Miracles on it, and I'm like, what
Yeah,
the hell
miracle.
happened here? And then
Bob.
all of a sudden they're like
Yeah, so.
reborn Christians, and I'm like, what? Wait a
I
minute, this
don't
doesn't make any sense.
I think that's more joke than anything else. I don't think they're serious about that. I think they're just generally good dudes. Did you see that they took a girl to her prom because she went
Yeah.
to them? And I was like,
That's
see
awesome.
right there, that is respectable. You
Yeah,
know, that
for
is
sure.
what decent, dudes do for a fan, that's
Yeah.
Good
And
for
then
them.
but then if you're not good with them, then you end up in the song like Chop Chop Slide. So
Yeah, me and the wife are definitely interested because Rachel is kind of an underground juggalo. She like
I call myself, wait, hold on. So she can borrow my term. I call myself a juggalite, right?
juggalite.
Because
Well, technically, the
I'm not a big
ladies, it's a
fan.
juggalettes. It's a
Right.
juggalette.
No. Juggalite is like a light fan. Like
Yeah.
you're not hardcore fan, but you like them,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I call myself a juggalite.
Yeah,
So.
I get that. I guess I would kind of consider myself a juggalite. If you don't have an ICP tattoo, like a Hatchet Man tattoo on anywhere, I don't think you can completely call yourself a juggalo, a true
Right.
juggalo.
I know
So,
too many
because
people with that fucking.
I used to have so much ICP merch. I don't have one thing of ICP anymore.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to it all. I think all my exes stole my ICP shit, or they threw it
Apparently
away.
they were full-blown juggalos.
Juggalos, yeah.
Yep.
Well, bitches be crazy, It's
Fair enough.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm sure it's like some of them probably did, steal one or two things. I'm sure just time got rid of certain things. And it's hard to find ICP merch if you're not buying directly from them anymore, because Hot Topic used to carry that stuff all the time. Hot Topic don't touch ICP anymore. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
Well, they
it's
haven't
hard to
really
get.
done a lot, and they haven't really been in the public eye for a long time.
Well, what, other than the FBI considering Juggalos a terrorist organization? So,
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. So, But yeah, so but that's all I got for today. Again, next week we'll be joined with our friends from Comicsburg.
Yeah. I mean, look,
It will
X-Men
be next
97
week.
trailer came out.
Oh
So,
yeah.
you
The season
know, and
two
I,
trailer came out. Yep.
yeah, and it looks like we're getting like pretty much the majority of the 90s groups that we all kind of grew up with. You're seeing New Mutants, you're seeing X-Force, you're seeing X-Factor. You're seeing every different version of Apocalypse across the board.
Right.
Although it looks like that we're not going to see Feral Wolverine, which I kind of think is kind of weird that we're not going to see him, at least from the trailer, which might be like the very end of the season that
Right.
he's going to get his bone his he's going to get his bones back, you know, so to speak. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I'm seriously curious about it because I know it's, as a Wolverine fan, it's considered the dark period of Wolverine story, which every so-called Wolverine fan hates that version of him just because it was so poorly drawn and the design is awful. And yeah, I don't think it was necessarily the artist's fault. I think it was more of the fact of Marvel didn't know what the heck to do with them without, hey, how's this going to make them look now? You know, or what are we going to do with them to make them look different than,
Right.
you know, regular Wolverine with just bone claws instead of metal claws? And I guess this was one of their ideas that they threw against the wall, and they're like, oh, we'll just make him wear a blue mask and he has no nose. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But to be fair, there are a lot of cool covers from that era that people love, but they're like, I just got it for the cover because the cover was awesome. It was a lot of the black and white, the black and red,
Yeah.
and it was, I want to say, the early hundreds, like 100,
Yeah, there
110,
was like
something like
a bunch of
that.
Sam Keith covers that were awesome.
Yeah,
So.
yeah. It was a weird time to be a Wolverine fan at that period of time, but at the
Yeah.
same time, you're watching X-Men the animated series and you're like, what the hell? How does he go from
Right.
that to
Right.
this? But I'm excited for it. I was worried because they didn't show anything for X-Men second season,
Yeah.
like virtually nothing until this week. And I'm like, all of a sudden, and they're like, coming in July. And I'm like,
It drops July
yeah.
1st. Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. I was like, so we got a month. Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, also because I almost forgot. Thanks for everybody who came out to cosplay karaoke last week. It
Yes.
was a blast.
A lot of
Dave &
people.
Buster's worked out really well. In fact, our next one's going to be August 6th. We just don't know what we're going to be, what the theme's going to be yet. Just Jeremiah and I have not decided that yet. The Wheel of Death is usually what we do first after the con. We thought maybe that's not the best thing to do for the second one there. Maybe we'll hold off on that one till the end of the year. It was a lot of fun. My buddy James came as Skeletor, and it was awesome. He even sang "What's Up" in Skeletor, and then kept saying stuff like "You boob" and things like that in there.
He didn't do enough. Yeah. He
Well.
didn't do enough of that. He
He,
was a little
I think
off
he
on
did. He just, it wasn't, it was, they weren't very long. They were like short meh. Like instead of
that.
meh, it was meh. But there was
But
some weird.
he was really good at improvising the lyrics to go with, you
Yeah.
know, the character.
The cosplayer who did Circle With Me from Spirit Box, though, holy crap, was that good.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome. There was some really crazy good singers that have never shown up before
Yeah, a
that
lot
were
of
there this time.
newcomers, yeah.
Yeah. It was probably about a quarter new people. And it was a blast. Just a blast. And then Sarah Spector is one of our featured cosplayers at the show. Definitely was dressed as Jigglypuff, sang a little bit, and put everybody to sleep. We just all fell
Yeah,
asleep.
if you didn't see that, that was like everybody on Instagram there. You see the whole room going.
Yep.
Yeah,
Jiggly, Jigglypuff.
was great.
Oh, it was a good time. So, all right. That's all we really got for tonight. We'll see you guys next week with our buddies from Comicsburg as we do our kind of last minute push for the con and just kind of relax and have fun with our bros from the city. It's going to be a great time, and don't miss it. It'll be next Thursday at 8, and we'll have a quick review of He-Man and Masters of the Universe next week as well.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
make sure you check it out. It'll be fun, I
It's true.
promise. So, all right, guys, have a good night, and make sure you support your local comic shop, especially New Dimension Comics. Well, not especially, but if you can, and it's also even more bonus. But support your local comic shop. All of us need to help. Small businesses or small business, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter where you're at. We want you to come and help everybody else out. So, yeah, we'll catch you later, guys. Thanks again so much, and we will see you next week.